This is Passport to Texas. Happy New Year, nature lovers. Put on your waders, we're going fishing.
It's a little different from standing on a pier, but it's not as complicated as having to have an expensive boat and maintain that.
Alan Fisher is a producer for the Parks and Wildlife TV series. This month, wade fishing has a place in the programming.
A lot of people really enjoy it. Peaceful thing in the back bays. It can be very calm and shallow, or you can go out and stand in the middle of the surf and get a little wet.
It's kind of like hunting. You're actually stalking the fish.
You know, you're in their environment, getting out of your environment.
Fisher says the series also sheds light on night fishing.
From coastal piers to people who take their boats out at night, inland or saltwater fishing, there's a lot of opportunity, and some people are really into it.
We just come down here fishing at night because we always catch more fish down here than when we take the boat out.
Fisher adds that he hopes TV segments like the ones on wade fishing and night fishing this month will entice people to get out onto the water.
Watching a fishing story is one thing, but hopefully people will see these and want to go out and make their own memories.
Thanks, Alan. I know you're right. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program. It's funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.